This is Shauna.
And this is Carla.
Welcome to episode 20 of Two Fit Chicks and a Microphone, the healthy living podcast for the people. Thank you very much for joining us today. And our theme is, what's self-love got to do with it? Well, Carla, that is a great title, is it not?
I was just going to say that, and I thought perhaps I should say it because I didn't think of it, but I love it.
I nearly sang it.
I got to say, we're the healthy living podcast for the people. And now that I'm talking, maybe I don't sound as weird as it does in my headset, but it's allergies, people. It's Austin allergies time, and that's why I'm scratchy. I'm still healthy, and I'm still living.
That's good. Just slightly husky.
That's right. Husky.
husky in the husky-voiced way. See, husky means something different in your country, doesn't it?
It does. Not where you are.
No, if someone has a husky voice, they can sound like, you know.
Oh, and you have brought in a whole memory to me, which perhaps we skip what we've been up to because I haven't been up to anything really exciting, but it kind of goes into our what self-love got to do with it. Can I share that memory?
Yes. Go ahead.
I had actually forgotten this until just now, and I used to ride a little mini bus to school because I went to a touchy-feely, liberal arts, hippy-dippy school when I was little. And you're saying that I remember sitting next to a girl. We were probably in like fifth grade, and she was going home to go shopping with her mom for more school clothes. And I remember clearly, now that you said that and used that word, her obsessing, although I didn't have that word then, that her mom might need to take her to the husky department.
Oh.
And I remember thinking then, I really didn't know almost what she was talking about. It was such not a focus in my home that she was really worried that she was going to be in the husky department and disappoint.
Does that mean there's going to be a lot of dogs there?
Siberian? That's pretty much the vantage point I had. But to her, it must have been a talk in the household. And that was the ultimate in what she perceived as disappointing her mom would be having to go over to the husky department. And she was already fraught with that, conflicted, and beginning that slippery slope down towards lacking the self-love, all because of that word husky.
Isn't that funny what a word can do?
It is, and I had actually totally forgotten that. But it ties into our theme. Can you tell us more about our theme? What are we going to be talking about?
Yeah, well, our theme was prompted by some emails we've received here at Two Fit Chicks about self-love. And when I say self-love, I mean the loving oneself, not the loving oneself.
Oh my gosh, I hadn't thought about that part.
That
would be a different podcast.
Someone will send an email, so we must preempt. Also, it was National Love Your Body Day in the USA this week, wasn't it?
It was yesterday. It was National Love Your Body Day. And I actually did a blog post. I like to do one every year, mainly because I think we forget, and a lot of my commenters pointed out really aptly that it's kind of sad that we here in the U.S. need a day that to remind ourselves to like ourselves, but we do, and it's needed. And when you grow up, like my friend did, with the husky negative self-talk from a parent or all the media pressures or peers, I think it's important to take a day, I think every month, but at least once a year, and do the I love my body and focus on the self-love.
I think so. And often when it comes to life and love, losing weight, getting fit, or all of the above, you hear people trotting out phrases like, you need to love yourself as you are right now, you know. But if you're someone who's never had that kind of, if you don't have that sort of self-love already, that might seem impossible to you. If you've received messages from parents or from wherever that says you suck, it's not a simple matter of saying, okay, I love me now. So what we want to talk about today is how can you get to this place of loving your body and liking yourself? Is that basically it?
It is. And I like how when you said that, it made me think two things. When I was blogging about it yesterday, I did acknowledge that it's not as easy as the Nike slogan of just do it, that it's almost like we focus on working our muscles, that the self-love is kind of a muscle in and of itself. The first day you decide, okay, I'm going to look in the mirror and say, my shoulders rock. I look awesome in this t-shirt. It feels really awkward and you're self-love muscle is kind of weak, and it takes time to build it up, and it takes time and focus and energy, I think, to find the self-love.
I think so too. I know I've spoken about this before on the show, but as someone who had, when I was at my highest weight and lowest self-esteem point, I didn't have that self-love at all. And for me, the road to self-love started with doing things. The words, there was for me, there was no such thing as fake it till you make it or loving yourself right now. It just sort of sneaked up on me gradually the more I started doing little things to take care of myself where I wasn't before. Do you know what I mean?
Yes. And it's that when I was getting my master's in counseling, and it's the pop psychology thing still now, did it work for you to do the, and I cringe even saying it, because it works for some people. Treat yourself as you would a friend. Would you tell a friend that? That never worked for me.
That didn't work for me either. That really didn't, because I had a separate standard for myself that
exactly.
I just couldn't work that analogy at all.
Yes, it didn't work for me. And what I have, I'm an addict to Bravo television, as I revealed last time. And I actually saw Jackie Warner do this with her show Thinspiration, and I was cheering because this does work for me. Is she was talking about thinking about your inner child. For me, it's the literal child, that when I start down that path of negative self-talk or not feeling the self-love, and for me, it's really easy to slip down that path with my writing. I think about Emma, my daughter. I've now outed her, not as a tornado. And would I say that to her? Could I look in her little countenance and say whatever it is that are unkind words? And that helps me. If I wouldn't say it to her, I work not to say it to myself. But the friend thing never clicked.
So how did you, before Emma was in your life, how did you find the self-love back then? And
you know, you nailed it when you said, and I think about this a lot with child rearing and self-esteem, it wasn't the empty, you rock. It was doing things.
Yeah.
It's, and I did need to find the self-love, as trite as it is, before I lost any weight. Mm. But it was showing myself that I was really capable. Some of it was in fitness. I mean, I got certified to be an aerobics instructor when I was still carrying around, you know, 30, 35 extra pounds, that kind of thing, that I realized, you know, I do really like me and I do really think that I'm pretty badass. And then it all just slowly clicked into place. And I was a slow loser of the weight. It took me a lot longer than most people because I think it was mainly because it wasn't weight focused. I was doing it for myself bit by bit because I decided I was worth it.
That's really cool. I had a similar experience, I guess. I just said, for me, it was starting out, the exercise really started turning it around for me. I remember one day I was still over 300 pounds, and I went to my first sort of body pump class at the gym. And just that feeling of, I can't believe I did that. Not so much that I was physically capable of hanging out for the class, but the fact that I made myself do something that I never thought I could do, that was the biggest rush. And then just that, yeah. from there, just started to see myself with new eyes. And I remember like the smallest little things, like buying some nail polish for the first time in my adult life because I wanted to take the time to paint my nails. And it must sound so ridiculous, but I remember a blog commenter, it was like back in 2001, she said to me how she'd done that, just that little treating herself well and thinking more highly of herself, and that gradual, if I can think, you can only really understand it if you've ever been in a place of complete and utter self-loathing, that just when it sort of sneaks up on you, wow, I'm not afraid to look in the mirror anymore, and that feeling of pride. And just it's not like putting a post-it note on the mirror like my mother used to do and say, you can do it. And I just be like, whatever.
it's a discovery
for myself through these little actions over time.
And that's all that to me parenting is. I mean, because it's, I can tell my daughter, you're amazing, you're awesome. But if she's done nothing, it doesn't mean anything to her.
Yeah, that's so true.
And it is, and it's about so much more than the exercise. I love your example about the taking time for yourself and finding yourself worth, or whatever the word is, buying the nail polish. It's about doing things for yourself that have nothing to do with health and fitness for me were the discovery of the self-love.
Yeah.
Well, and it seems to me that I know what I struggled with, and maybe some of it was my age because I was probably around 20 or 21, but it was the looking externally for my self-love, as much of an oxymoron or paradox as that is. But I was trying to guess what other people would like, not like for me to be, but how I'd be most likable in their eyes or most lovable. And it was when I realized that, A, they really didn't care. They were too busy paying attention to themselves and their life and what they were doing to really notice what I was wearing or how buff I was or wasn't or how flabby I was or wasn't. And when I stopped trying to measure myself by external barometers, and it happens even now, I think, with like Twitter and Twitter lists and trying to figure out, it makes me nuts when people tweet, who are your most favorite bloggers? And you just got to do it for yourself. Be the best that you can for yourself and know that that's enough.
I think so. It's very hard, I think, to keep your perspective sometimes with all these social networks, isn't it? I know a lot of people say it's like high school, but it's like high school when you're going to five different high schools at once and each high school has 1,000 and million students in it. Do you know what I mean?
Oh my gosh, that is exactly it. And at the end of the day, when you unplug and turn it off,
it's gone. Yes, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
And of course you care what other people think. I mean, I really do care what my parents, my husband and my child thinks, but that's really it. Besides that, I need to be happy with myself because that's all I've got. Okay, so we've kind of shared with you what we think about self-love, and I blogged about it, and we touched a little bit on body image, but we wanted to bring in...
Hello there, dear listener. This is Shauna. This is where we were going to bring you a fantastic interview with our very special guest, except when we had our re-recording session, I neglected to hit the bloody record button. So there is actually no interview to share with you, and I only discovered this 2 weeks after the recording session, so there wasn't enough time to redo it for this episode, but we will be bringing it to you next time, and for now we're just going to skip ahead to blogger news, and my apologies because that makes for quite a random episode, but we'll carry on anyway. Bye. Well, it's blogger news time again. If you're doing great things in your life, we'd love to hear about it. There is no news item too big or small. Please don't be shy about getting in touch with us. Now for today's news, it's over to our Austin correspondent.
Our first blogger news is Paige from Oregon. And Paige says on Sunday she ran her first marathon. She says, I've been training off and on for a year, originally for an earlier race, but I kept getting hurt. I finally made it through a 16-week program, albeit with many missed runs, including the longest. My pie-in-the-sky goal was to run the whole thing, and I did it. I ran 9 miles further than I ever had. Wow. And 18 miles further than I ever had without stopping to stretch, and ran the last 5 miles on a re-injured foot. Walkers were passing me. I was running so slow at the end, but I never stopped. When we met up after the race, my boyfriend of 3 years proposed. It was a great day. Wow.
Wow, a proposal and a marathon. Congratulations, Paige. Is Emma okay?
Yeah, I think she's actually watching a movie and laughing in the background.
Oh, she's laughing. I thought she was screaming.
Yes, so did I. She is enjoying A Bug's Life.
Oh, okay. Oh, I don't have to edit that out then.
No, she's fine. That was her some sort of a giggle. Okay. Thank you so much.
Oh, dear. Helen from Scotland, who tweets at The Bird Woman, she said, not this weekend, but on 3rd of October, I ran the Loch Ness Marathon in 4 hours and 19 minutes, an hour and 11 minutes off my previous time. Wow. Wow. That's a huge improvement. I trained much harder this time, and it has certainly paid off, and I've already signed up for the Edinburgh Marathon in May. Ooh.
That's pretty amazing.
The fear of being eaten by the mystical Loch Ness monsters obviously sped you up, Helen. Congratulations. That is a fantastic time, and what a huge improvement. Wow.
Our next news is from Rainmaker Roxy from workoutbuddyneeded.blogspot.com, and she has an NSV, non-scale victory news. She was meeting with a personal trainer for the first time after she had to leave Curves and some weight gain. And she says her change begins today. So I can't wait to hear how that went.
Yeah, keep us posted.
Yes, we need some updates.
Now, next we have our old friend Caro from On the Weight Watch. She wanted to be an informant today. Her friend E of 125, which I think is a Tumblr blog, E just completed her first marathon. I think it was the Chicago Marathon. Congratulations, E. But Caro also had some news of her own. She says, I've started running again after giving myself a bad case of runner's knee through over-enthusiastic training for my first 10K. Every time I tried to start running again over the past 2 months, it would start hurting, despite strength training, new shoes, physiotherapy. Now, she says, I was very angry at myself and my knees and just generally frustrated and tried to make do with a stationary bike. But 5 weeks ago, I decided to try once more. Lo and behold, no aches and pains so far. I'm trying to be really gentle with myself. I'm still walking and running with the couch to 5K that got me running in the first place. I know that stamina-wise I could go out and run for an entire hour, I know I can't right now. To give my knees a full day of rest between runs, I have to be gentle with myself, and that's actually surprisingly hard and a lesson I obviously needed to learn in general. I wasn't too happy about my fitness and weight this summer, and being able to run and being gentle with myself has already made me feel better. I've penciled in 2 races into my calendar. Not sure whether my knees will cooperate, but we will do our very best gently. Now that's
I love that.
That's the body love right there, and the self love. Yeah. Knowing, I learned that lesson myself. I know so many people, when you get injured, you miss it. You miss that, such a big part of your life, the exercise, and it's so easy to push ahead too soon. But she's learning to be gentle with herself. On you, Caro.
Our next blogger news is Katie Neasy, and she says, "I'm a huge fan of your podcast and have read Shauna's book twice."
Woo.
As have I. I love all of your topics and enjoy listening to the podcast on my solo morning runs. I would like to share some exciting news from my life. I spent all summer training for my first half marathon. I started in May, barely able to run a full mile, and this past Sunday, October 17th, I finished the IMT Des Moines Marathon in 2 hours and 30 minutes, which is exactly what my goal was. I couldn't have done it without the support of my good friend and fellow running buddy, Christy. She ran with me the whole way and encouraged me to keep going when I thought I couldn't. Having a running partner was invaluable to me, and I couldn't have done it without her. I'm so very proud of us for meeting our goal and finding a way to enjoy running together.
Wow, that's cool. Go the buddy system. Well done, Katie and partner. Liz from Amazon's Aunt Fat, she wrote to us with some big news that she got interviewed on the Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy podcast about her 100-pound weight loss. She said she talked about her weight loss, what started it, her support system, baby steps, using sparkpeople.com, and her goals for the future. And she had a blast in her radio debut.
I love that.
On you, Liz.
And now a couple from Facebook. Firstly, Nicole says, I'm so happy my husband bought a bike that he likes, and I am pumped about us riding together. That's nice. And Christina from miles4kids.org shares, after a disappointing half marathon time of 2:41, I knew I needed to make some changes, lose weight, and work on building better base mileage and incorporate some speed work. Today, I incorporated some fartleks, some speed work, into my 4-mile run and took a little over four minutes off my time from my last 4-mile run, just feeling more inspired. And I love that they shared that on the Facebook page.
Yeah, that's what it's all about, really. Now, Pauline on Facebook has a nice little story for us. I was crouching on the floor cleaning up some broken glass when I heard sniggering, a la Beavis and Butthead, behind me. I can see your bum crack, says my husband. Well, that's just going to happen with these jeans, I tell him. Sniggering continues. Right, you want to see bum crack? Check this out. Whereupon I pulled down my jeans and mooned him. The non-scale victory part, I didn't have to unbutton the jeans to do it. They just slid all the way down to my knees. So who's laughing now?
Oh, my gosh.
That's the most creative non-scale victory description we've had for a while. Sorry.
I love that. And I love that. I'm sure he wasn't laughing. He's probably enjoying. But that's a whole nother episode of the self-love.
That's right.
I guess that's it for blogger news.
Yeah.
Have you been inspired by our human headlines? Do you have some news of your own to share? Or, and remember this, you can rat out your high achiever friends to us. Drop us a line at hello@twofitchicks.org. Tweet us at @twofitchicks or pop a comment on our blog or our Facebook page.
Well, that's all for episode 20 of Two Fit Chicks and a Microphone. Thank you very much for listening, sending us your news. Please visit us at twofitchicks.org. We have all the previous episodes linked there and information on how to subscribe. If you want to catch up on Carla, you'll find her at misfitonline.com and I'm at dietgirl.org. Thank you very much for listening today. This is Shauna signing off from Scotland.
And Carla signing off from Texas.
Bye-bye.